5-minute mental mastery. Enjoy day 3. Go small to go big. First up today, let's talk briefly on some of the ways TAL family members enjoy moving their body daily just to open up the brain to other possibilities. Some enjoy running, swimming, biking, road or mountain biking, weight training, walks during lunch hour, spinning classes, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, other simple core exercises like leg lifts or planks, yoga, Pilates, group exercises, kicking a ball around, hiking trails, running stairs. Others like to play sports like basketball, tennis, soccer, racquetball, or do martial arts, Tai Bo or Qigong. That's just a small list, and there's many other ways you could move your body. A quick search of the internet on home workout ideas will show you dozens of options for working out right at home or in a park. There are no valid excuses for not moving your body vigorously somehow today, unless you're actually incapacitated and stuck in bed or something. But even then, there's probably something you can do to move. When I was in the hospital for a month in 2012, I just barely had the strength to walk across the room, but I forced myself to do it at least once per day, most days. And that was a victory. I celebrated it. Soon enough, I was making it a few steps down the hall. Don't allow yourself excuses. Do what you can with what you have, even if your situation is bleak. And there's not enough time is the least valid excuse, and we'll bust that myth tomorrow. Moving your body daily is extremely important, and small, simple things on a daily basis have a huge effect over time. Don't overcomplicate it. Push-ups and walking or running is easy, and you can do it anywhere. Now, why is it better to go small rather than big? I've already told you that 20 minutes is sufficient for a daily goal. Well, for some, that may be too big still to start with. I chose 20 minutes because it is most likely achievable for most people, and it is sufficient to make a significant impact when done daily. However, some are not in the habit of exercising even 1 minute per day, so it's imperative that you start with a goal that is not overwhelming. The key is to set a small daily goal and get into motion. The law of inertia states that an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by another force. If you'll give yourself a small, achievable goal that does not overwhelm your mind and zap your energy just thinking about it, that is the way to get yourself into motion, which is your path to success. If 20 minutes is overwhelming, do 5 minutes. 5 minutes per day is infinitely better than 0 minutes per day. Every little daily effort you make really adds up. TAL family member Crystal turned me on to this book called Mini Habits by Stephen Guys, which is exactly in line with one of the fundamental principles of living a truly amazing life, which states, quote, "By small and simple things are great things brought to pass, and small means, in many instances, doth confound the wise," unquote. That principle is so important that it cannot be overemphasized enough. In his books, Stephen shares the story of how setting the goal to do just one push-up changed his whole life. It got him into motion, which led him to getting into shape, which was the catalyst that changed his whole direction in life and enabled him to write a best-selling book, among other things. He was completely stuck, unable to willpower himself into working out at all. But after giving himself the one push-up challenge and doing it, he said he noticed two things. Quote, "First, just a few push-ups a day does make a difference in how you feel. I felt stronger and my muscles were better conditioned. Second, I realized that exercise was becoming habitual. Even with such a wimpy challenge, I was doing something every day. Regular workouts were becoming easier," unquote. So if you're feeling stuck or demotivated or lacking willpower to exercise at all, let alone every day, read Stephen's article, The One Push-Up Challenge, on his blog over at deepexistence.com. Even if you aren't feeling stuck, it's worth a read. The principle is so important to your success in this habit of move and in every other area of your life. He said, quote, "Think small. No, even smaller than what you just thought, and you'll conquer the world," unquote. Do you notice a theme here? Small means, in many instances, doth confound the wise. Remember? That is an extremely powerful truth to convince yourself of at a deep level. Because when you are truly believing that, then you will be excited to do just one push-up and create the habit of doing that every single day. If you don't believe that small things make any real difference, then you set yourself up for a never-ending fight against your willpower trying to always do big things. And I'm not saying don't dream big. There's magic in that. But you need to set small goals for today to achieve your big dreams someday. The small and simple way is the enjoyable way. And it's the way to have huge success, ironically. So start small and build up as it feels natural and enjoyable to you. It's not the amount you do, but simply building the habit of daily movement that is of the utmost importance in your life. So move your body vigorously today. Don't allow yourself to go to sleep without having moved vigorously in some way, even if it's as simple as one push-up in your bed before you close your eyes. Do the smallest thing possible that will get you into motion, and don't discount the power of habit. Make today amazing, and I really mean that.